Blackpool.
Fine Christmas.
Next stop, Fleetwood Market.
Why, well, yeah, this is like a mess.
Blackpool.
We've been molested, we've been...
What was it?
Cosited. Everything is worried.
Well, you know why the trouble is?
Yeah, well, that's that way.
Why did you get rid of the dog trap?
Blackpool. Not very good. The paper flowers.
So you think Blackpool's dying then?
I do, yeah. Well and truly. That is death. And there was 372 pictures up the staircase. I counted them.
I wrote to Tony Blair, he said, "Can you tell me how to start a small business? I said, buy a big one and wait."
What's the difference between a perm and a blue rim?
No.
I keep saying these things.
Why? Because you just... No. Nobody knows, you couldn't give a shit of what you do.
You look fantastic in that, look.
I know, darling.
Smiler, $5.99 for you, darling. Do you want to try one on? I've got a mirror.
Fantastic, can't beat it.
Well, I'll see you in the church on Sunday morning.
I may have a hangover.
Blackpool.
You can do what you want, you can pass your boobs, you can pass your arse, whatever. Nobody knows.
You'd be doing that later, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I've been there, done, I've got the t-shirt.
Bye.
Good morning.
Hi Graham.
Good morning.
My name is Martin Parr.
Pleased to meet you.
I've come to stay with you for a few days.
Raffles Hotel in Blackpool. Right, I can take you to your room straight away and make you a tea or coffee in the lounge.
Okay, but am I lucky to get a bedroom in fact?
This weekend especially, yes, you're very lucky. It's one of our busiest times of the season this time. Especially on the weekend. Midweek, not so bad, but weekend's very, very busy.
And this is your...
The lounge area. We have a lounge, which we keep as a non-smoking lounge.
And you're surrounded by ornaments. You've got plaster dogs, you've got these flowers. They're silk, not plastic.
No, they're silk, no plastic. No, it's mainly it's just to try and make people feel at home.
Okay, can I go and see the room?
Something's pinched under my keys. Room 7. There used to be no rule in Blackpool where you had to have what's called an abstinence lounge, which was an area where people could stay but didn't have a drink. There was no alcohol to be served. It was for the Rechabites. They used to come to Blackpool in great force after the last war. But this year we were told we could do away with the Rechabites lounge if all your rooms were en suite and you had a comfortable chair. So it meant we could knock two rooms together here, which gives the opportunity for more space. And especially as you see, these people are dancers. They come with a sequence dancing competition, so they bring lots of dresses. So you've got to have extra space.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. People actually say, "You must be refurbishing my room next year because that's not being done." Because they call them their room. It's not room 8 or room 9. It's my room. We were trying to explain to two friends in America what Blackpool was about, and they come from Las Vegas. And said, "In Las Vegas, you have the largest dime in the world on show, don't you?" He said, "We have one in Blackpool, but it's plastic." Blackpool, as a word, it is tacky, but it is tacky with fun. And he said, "I don't understand this word tacky." He came over to Blackpool. He said, "I understand the word tacky now." He said, "I've enjoyed it, but it's not glitzy, it's not sparkling, it's a fun place. But you've got to understand, it's got a bit of a dull shine at the moment, and the shine needs to come back somehow. It's tacky around the edges."
But if the shine came back, do you think it would lose its character?
No, because there's been... Take an old story that was said about Blackpool many years ago. They built two piers to start off with. One was going to be the penny pier, and one was the five penny pier. They expected all the people on the five penny pier would be the people from Lidl St Anne's, and all the middle class people would go on the five penny pier. The penny pier was for the mill workers that came every year. But what actually happens with mill workers, they all put money away each week for their holiday. after the piers had been running 2 or 3 years. All the middle class people were on the penny pier, saving their pennies. All the ones that put their money away in their pockets every week didn't want to go on the penny pier, they wanted to go on the push pier. And it's always been like that. You get people through your door that won't ask the price at all because they're saved for this holiday. They're going to have the best they can.
If I got a clean bed, I'm all right. I can manage with anything else. But I got to have a clean bed. I have always kept a good home and a clean home. And I expect it when I go out. I expect the same everywhere else I go.
Well,
you pay good
money to go to places you like to have it clean,
aren't you? Listen to me. No, listen to me. In my younger days, I was very poor.
So have you turned into a snob then?
No, we're not snobs. But as I just say, I gotta have a clean bed.
So Mum, let's go and see your room.
Oh, my room, my dear. Right. There you are. Beautiful lot. That's what I call a nice bed. The duvets.
Do you know, apparently they get the sheets washed at the hospital.
Yeah.
They almost starch them, don't you think?
Well, I don't think they do starch it like they done years ago, but they got something that told it a bit firmer. But not starchy like they used to do.
Just because
you
have a bit of fun, don't
we?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's clean, isn't it?
It's clean, yes.
It could be clean,
hasn't
it?
Of course, it's just for me.
So you run your finger over the skirting board?
What?
Your finger?
No,
on?
I haven't.
You're over top of pictures, you do, don't you?
What?
Make sure there's no dust. Oh, this morning I got told off. What did you tell me this morning when I were overing?
Oh, so over in the corners.
Maybe you do come out, yeah. Because your dad used to check up on you.
Oh,
didn't
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you do corners.
So you're like the cleaning police then. You go round with your finger and checking it all out.
What?
Whether it's clean or not, don't you?
Check what out?
Make sure this place is clean, don't
you?
You
don't go round checking, making sure it's clean.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Please buy something.
I'm going to buy an
We've got a sale at last.
See?
Nice one.
Muggins here.
Hey, can have a look at this
dinner. How much?
£2, darling.
How much?
£2.
£2, see? Well, we'll have two of them, then I'll have one.
I'll tell you what, let me get you a pink one, darling.
I'm up in Blackpool to purchase a hotel, my first major business adventure of my life. The thing with, I mean, we're from down in Kent, but the thing with Blackpool, it's a 365 days a year seaside resort, and it's, you never get a dull day.
And what's the one you're going to buy called?
It's the West Head Hotel on Coronation Street, and I fell in love with it even before I went in the door. The minute we walked up to it, the big bay window with the dining room and all that kind of stuff was enough to make me feel this is what I like. I like where it is. It's right in the heart of the town and it's going to catch people. And I liked it because it's going to make me want to change it. We're going to name it the Routemasters Hotel, which is after the famous London bus. Every single room isn't going to be numbered. They're going to be called the Greenwich Suite. And inside it's going to be the photos that represent that room. So there's going to be the map of Greenwich, the Cutty's Ark, the Millennium Dome. So people who don't visit London and come to Blackpool to stay will know what London's all about by the time they leave.
So the difference between a bus driver to a hotel owner, that's a pretty big difference in job, isn't it?
It's a very big step, but since I've come out of school and I'm 33, I've never been on the dole. I've worked all my life, and I've worked extremely hard all my life. I was a tram driver in Croydon for just over 2 years, and now I'm a controller for a bus company. I'm a member of the management, as they put it.
You crossed the fence?
I've crossed the fence, yes. I'm now a member of the management.
Does that mean you're now nouveau riche, middle class?
I've always been middle class.
Okay.
Everything's okay with the house at the moment. We're not doing too bad. We just got to get our bloody house sold. Why? Right. Oh my god. Well, can I call you back this afternoon? Yeah, please. I'm just coming to the hotel. Alright. Alright then, bye bye. Bye. Right, this is the famous back end of Coronation Street. But that's the one that we're buying. And all the lights and the paper flowers and the windows and everything. And that's typical Blackpool.
And will you be keeping those?
Nope. No, they're all going, all the lights are going, all the flowers are going, all the signs are going, all the canopies are going, and we're going to have a full open window that brings in all the daylight, natural daylight. And this is the Lanes Hotel. This is the one that Colin owns, and he's only been here for 8 months. You all right, Colin?
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind having a chat, do you?
No, not at all.
Come in.
Morning.
You alright?
And this is a hotel that hasn't got any paper flowers.
It's not a holiday job. I mean, I've been here since I actually moved in on the 28th of February. And what we're in now, the 17th, 18th? I never know, I don't know what date it is, nor what date it is.
19th of October.
I haven't had a day off yet. But that's my choice.
Exhausted.
I'm starting to feel it now, I must admit, but you're having an adrenaline boost. It's a great buzz to give people what they want, and it's a great buzz when they leave and they shake you by the hand and they send you an email or they send you a card to say thank you. You know you've done something right and you know you've made it. But yeah, it's hard work. Very, very hard work. And obviously your first year is the hardest year, so it won't be as hard for me next year, hopefully. But it's great fun. I mean, Paul and John have got all this to come. I mean, I'm here for them. I'll help them. And Ian and Graham will help them as well. We'll help each other. Whereas a lot of the hotels, they won't. They just, like, don't want to know. Because I think they're frightened that you're going to pinch their ideas or whatever. It's not a thing of pinching ideas. It's working together to bounce ideas and to help other people. You look at every hotel in Blackpool, apart from Raffles maybe, they've all got net curtains in the window. They've got dried flowers in the windows, or silk flowers, or plastic flowers, or whatever, and flouncy lampshades. I've got two vases that are contemporary and two contemporary lights, and I've taken all the net curtains down. There's no net curtains in front of my hotel. And my guests go, oh, it's really nice, babe, to see out of the window. And it brightens the room up as well. And that's why Raffles have got Venetian blinds in wood as opposed to net curtains, because it does look better. And I've painted the outside, it's like everybody calls it electric blue. And I say to people when they're knocking on the doors, why have you picked my hotel? Because I like to know, I need to know why they've picked this hotel. And they go, the electric blue, because it stands out on the street and it hits you in the face. You know, it's like the bacon. When you go buy your bacon in a butcher's, forget that, we're talking fresh bacon now, it's cut on what they call a number 9. Now, I have mine cut on a number 11, which is the same as Raffles, which makes it quite a lot thicker. Now, a lot of the hotels do it on a number 7 because they're thinking saving money. But these people haven't actually sat down and worked out how much money they're saving. It cost me 0.02p more per rasher to give you that extra thickness.
What, like a chop?
Yeah.
A gammon steak.
People say, God, you've got gammon steaks on your breakfast table, which I'm sure you saw at Raffles this morning. I mean, but it made you notice. I mean, I've been at Raffles and people have rung up and I've answered the phone for them if they've been really busy. And they've gone, is that the hotel with the nice bacon? And what's the most important meal of the day? Breakfast.
And do you have real coffee rather than instant?
Real coffee. Instant coffee, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
Don't swear.
So what's been the biggest thing that surprised you in your 7 months in starting this new career?
The hardest thing was persuading old guests to come back. And it's been very nerve-wracking to see what they're going to be like, and they're going to be critical, and they're going to be watching you and observing you to see, because obviously they're used to a certain type of people and they've been coming in and they know what to expect. So I spend a lot of time sitting down with them and talking to them, and if they can give me ideas, if there's something they're wanting and I think, oh, actually that's a good point, then I'll discuss it with either Paul or Ian and Graham and say, what do you think? And we'll all sit down and go, yeah, that's a point. That's what Raffles do. And it is useful to know what people want. Because at the end of the day, we're not mind readers. They are our homes. But like a big hotel, it's a business. Yes, we are a business. But I want them to be part of my home, part of my life. I want to sit down with them at the bar and have a drink with them and have a chat. You know, and communicate with them at breakfast and have a laugh. And that's what it's all about, fun. I took the mickey out of my guests. So the Raffles, Paul and John will. But that's what it's all about, and people love it. They absolutely love it.
So you're having a good time?
Yeah, I just got here today. Yeah, it's not too bad. My feet are killing me. I just bought these shoes.
How long are you here for?
Till Monday. Yeah, so not too bad. Left my little boy at home though, and I'm really missing him.
So just the two of you, or is the whole big party?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just the two of us.
That's not very nice. Poor Gary.
He sits on the stuff he comes out with about me. I won't worry.
So you come down here to have a nice big argument over the weekend?
Oh, we do that every day. Yeah. Typical Portsmouth couple.
You're going to get tanked up?
Yes.
That's what she means by relaxing, mate.
No, well, I haven't done it since Riley was born, so I may as well while I'm here, and this is a drink seat anyway.
So you're going to be a bit rusty then, really, aren't you?
I think I am. I'll be asleep on the way home.
Where are you staying?
The Grand Thomas Bed and Breakfast, down St. Chad's Avenue, yeah.
How is it?
Up there, it's nice, actually, yeah. It's not too posh, it's not horrible, it's just like...
Clean. So you went in and you looked under the bed.
Oh, we're terrible.
I keep asking people about this. It's amazing how many people are obsessed with cleanliness.
Yeah, it's terrible. No, it's just, I suppose it's hygiene, isn't it? I suppose, in a way. You've just got to be careful. So.
And do you travel around with a bottle of bleach and everything?
No, I'm not that obsessed, no. No, I think my nan would probably, actually.
There is horses for courses in Blackpool. There's a Caps and Braces Brigade that are commonly known to go down onto York Road and that area. They're the Cocoa and Tea Brigade that go up Queen's Promenade, that like a cup of cocoa at night before going to bed. And then you've got a middle group that's around this area that are, I won't say middle class or any class distinction at all. They're a middle group of people that are quite willing to spend if they can get a decent standard of quality. Up this road, you can get prices from £11 to £27 within this road. When we first came to Blackpool, Geoffrey gave us a lot of help in the beginning, told us where to buy stuff, where not to buy stuff, how much money we need to save for the winter. So there's no trade coming in. Geoffrey, an all-round good egg, really, helps us out. It's a very cutthroat business, hotels.
I don't have any suites, I don't have no television in my rooms, and yet I get bought.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a vacancy now, but I could have filled it. But I won't fill it till I get the right people in. Yeah. I've got the right people for the guests I've got, otherwise I could lose the guests I've got. I have four come to me now. They've been coming to that hotel since 1943.
Now you say that you're after a good sort. How do you stop what you call the wrong sort coming to stay with you? Because when someone phones up, you don't know what they look like.
I vet them on the phone.
How do you vet them?
Well, I tell them that for start, it's no smoking. I don't run a bar. If there's no bar, no smoking, I'm gonna a lot then. Phone
them. But are you running a nursing home?
Well,
as close as.
No, not really. But
it doesn't sound as if people have much fun at your hotel.
They do, actually. I mean, they come back. I mean, they've been coming to me now for 15 years. So if they're coming for 15 years, they must learn something. I mean, a lot of people in the street say to me, they come, Geoffrey, because of you. I mean, I spend a lot of time with them, and I put a lot of hard work in it.
And do you remember all your guests' weird little quirks and habits?
I even know the ones that don't have peas, beans, just as veg, as the egg turned. I know everyone.
Would it be possible for us to come round when you're serving dinner and certainly meet some of your guests?
Certainly.
This couple here, can you just take a little step back for me, please? Thank you very much. Right, look right at the screen here, just a big smile. One, two, three. Alright.
What a lovely photo that is.
We'll do it again, you've got to look at this. It's £1 for black and white or £3.50 for a colour. If you each want a colour tiering, it'll be £3 each.
This is people from Radio 3. I would like to have a word with you.
Right.
Because they've been told that I knocked you about.
Someone's going to ask the questions, yes, and we give the answers.
So are you regular Blackpool visitors?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you come to Blackpool, do you always come here, or do you swap around?
No, no. We always go here. Yeah.
What does this guest house have that others don't have?
No. Best food in Blackpool.
Best food?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. The food, the hospitality, the cleanliness.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely decor, everything. It's just incredible.
So I'm amazed at this strength of loyalty that that people bring, build up to a particular guest house.
Yeah, but if it's good, you come back, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do. That's the same down here.
What you pay here, you pay double this on the front. You can't say a thing wrong about it. But you can hear.
No. But some friends of ours tried. They went somewhere else because it was en suite. And they thought they would give it a go. But
no.
Yeah.
Isn't it a problem in this day and age that you don't have en suite?
No, it's just clean, that's it. We've been to one years and years ago.
It was when we first started coming to Blackpool. We went to the place right up the other end. He took me for Valentine's and it was disgusting. Talk about en suite, it was a curtain drawn over. It was disgusting. I mean, really, you shouldn't have been dreadful. No, we've been to some right place. Like you say, you pay extra for en suite, but here you don't need one because it's that clean.
No,
you don't share anything.
No, no. I mean, the last year we came and we'd had the bathrooms and it's absolutely lovely.
The shower room.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. It really is.
Perhaps you can just describe the room here for us.
The lights are all chandeliers gleaming. You've got pictures everywhere. You've got flowers. There's no way to describe it.
We have beautiful drapes, bottle green and cream, which actually I have at home actually.
It's a lovely combination,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I have them at home actually. Twisted tie backs, exactly the same as mine, but my pelmet's a wee bit different, yeah.
So do you think this is a bit of a time warp? For the nostalgia of what Britain used to be like?
No, I don't think I would but sure about that one.
No, I mean a little oasis.
Well, yes, it could be. It could be an oasis, but he's very, in a lot of things, he's very modern. I would say very modern. You know, he's very up to date. But then I suppose there are things where you could look at certain picture frames and it takes you back in time. You know, but then when you look at the decor, chandeliers, they're very up to date and they are modern at this present time. So I think it may be a combination of old and new.
And where do you go on an evening then?
Next door. Yeah. The engineers. The club.
No, we're
comedian on tonight, isn't there?
Comedians are nice.
Yeah.
caravan that they're having done this year.
Oh, this is the one you have done recently.
This is the one that I did this year.
Very nice, isn't it? Yep, gold doors for shower.
Yeah.
And a nice wooden stand for the sink. Gold taps. Gold dolphin.
This is bedroom one.
Very nice. So do all the beds have these drapes over them?
Yeah, apart from two, which I'm doing something with those this year.
And flowery quilts?
All different. I used to have the rooms at one time all the same. Then I did them different. But I'll show you number four now. Most rooms are still in motion every year, and I'll come up in during the season. I'll come up here if somebody by accident has caught the paper with a just a case party. I'm over straight away with the motion. I check these rooms every day for a mark by the door. That's me again. I mean,
to a mark there.
It makes it. You see a mark there. Well, that'll be off next time you come. I can assure you.
It's nothing much, but this is amazing. I mean, this is
just being caught. That
it's almost fastidious.
It's how I am. It's I mean that now. That'll be off tonight. I'll come up here with some Ajax or whatever, and I'll get that off.
In that big unit up there, the tower, you know, and it's freezing cold.
Where you actually live?
We live in London, South London, Catford, Peckham and Simpson.
So you're the secretary of the Stanley Road Brooklyn Men's Club?
I'm the concert secretary.
Concert secretary. Yeah. What I'm interested to know is, do you actually have to be a working man to join the club?
No.
Is it really a sort of outdated notion?
It's an outdated notion. It's open to anyone at the moment, yeah.
So you have middle class people as well as working class people?
Working class, middle class and upper class. Everyone's welcome.
Are you flourishing then on account of that?
We're doing very well this year, yeah.
Most of the people here, have they come to retire to Blackpool or have they been living here all their lives?
Most of the people in at the moment are holidaymakers. Say 99% of holidaymakers at the moment.
Really? Because I expect you to serve the local community.
No, the local community uses it in the winter, basically. Most of them are hoteliers, so like during the season, they're tied up with working in the hotels.
Yeah, so if you're a real working man, you're out there tonight because it's one of the busiest days of the season.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just going down. You're right, Mr. Comedian. He's from Liverpool. He's got very much northern humour.
Right. Very good.
You just do what you want.
Okay, thanks very much.
Who's carrying for one of us? Who's in charge of the country? Wouldn't it be better? I've just written to British Airways to come up with a solution for hijackers and terrorists. Get the airlines back. Give everybody a gun. Common sense. We get to the airport, we check in, we get the tickets, everybody gets a gun. We all get on the plane with our guns. When that fella stands up and says, take this plane to Beirut, we all say, it's fucking guns, it's all on me.
I think you should go to Edinburgh and
I mean, if you see me last night, I had 12 women from Glasgow like that, and 20 minutes I couldn't get a joke out, but it was, I was calling the Scottish Glasgow Taliban in the end, they were so hard, they were like veins sticking out the neck.
Do you like playing to the Blackpool audience then?
Well, of course I do, because you've got that lovely mixed from all around the country. They're not locals who come here. You've got that. If you want to do material like Irish, Welsh, Scottish, which I don't normally do, you can mix it any way you like. But you don't stay on them.
Your brother tried to kill me. When you see that film, I Alfred Hitchcock called The Birds. I woke up the next morning in the bedroom, all the windows up, fucking covered in breadcrumbs. Not too blue for you, am I?
I mean, if they're not laughing, you know there's something.
Yeah, no, they're obviously lovely, didn't they?
And these aren't university graduates or polytechnic 20 and 25-year-olds. These are broad-minded people from all walks of life. Plasterers, brickies, joiners, bus drivers, who are all an age group. And I would say they would be more offended than you would be at a college type gig.
Too late tonight. Half past 3 of the night, there's a fellow living inside of me like this. Half past 3 in the morning, banging on the wall like that. Half past 3. Fellow this side started banging. I said, fuck it, I just carried on playing my trumpet.
Anyway, do you actually live in Blackpool?
I've just moved here. I've been 30 years down in South Wales. Now, that is another issue. Swearing in some of the valleys is
hard work there, is it?
I got paid off in a Catholic club once for asking the priest did he still work on a one day week, and he paid me off on the spot. They thought they were going to actually lynch me. He just never got it at all. And I said, in Liverpool, I said, all the priests are playing the one arm bandit with a large whiskey. I said, he said, this is Wales, you're not in Liverpool. I still do my winters in Benidorm because that's another story. Again, if you could take this microphone over to Benidorm.
No, I've been to Benidorm many times.
Well, you know what it's.
No, it's a good place.
It's okay. It's a typical British working. The people who come here are the same ones. They say hello to you when you're in Benidorm. Sid, how are you going? How's it going? When are you coming back to Blackpool? When are you going to Benidorm? They're working class people who like a game of bingo, a pint and a comic, and as I said, things have changed because they're not as offended as used to be.
Don't be too careful, can you? I was at Fleetwood Market the other day, this woman there from Liverpool with a kid, she turned to a policeman, she said, it seems you've lost my husband at the market. He said, don't worry, look, we can find him. Can you just tell me a little bit what he looks like? She said, he's about 6'6", he's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and he's built like Arnold Schwarzenegger. The kid said, my dad doesn't look like that. She said, shut up, we don't want that fucker back, do we?
Good evening. Can I get you a drink?
Help me.
Yeah?
I've been in the club around the corner. And the phone is out of order.
Here?
No, over there.
Right.
So I want to phone a meal.
to a Chinese to come there.
Right.
And the phone is miles away.
Right, you can use the payphone then.
Have you got a payphone?
Yeah, so just by the Barbadeur.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. Can I have the King Kong curry, please? And brown rice, chicken curry and brown rice, portion of prawn crackers. No chips. 10 minutes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.
I was putting 10p's in.
Yeah, you should put 20s.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
I need nothing, I've everything I need. I walk along the dusty road, a donut in my hand. The sun is round and yellow and it shines upon my feet. I've walked 100 yards and I'm not the least bit tired. I need nothing, I've everything I need. I walk along the dusty road, a donut in my hand.
Good morning. Can I get you for your breakfast this morning? It's called breakfast with black pudding.
Scrambled egg on toast, please.
Scrambled egg on toast, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
No black pudding.
No black pudding. Okay then.
Is jack pudding on every day, or is this...
No, we used to do an alternative. One morning it'll be black pudding, the next morning it'll be mushrooms on the breakfast. Okay, thank you.
Foster's fruit fibre. Kellogg's Country Store.
No, oh, you're right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I thought you'd be the type to be first down at breakfast, but I was wrong.
Oh, no.
No, she likes a lie-in.
Right. I do like a lie-in because I live life to the full in the day and I do like a little sleep when I'm on holiday.
Just on Sunday or every day?
No, on Sundays. Only on Sundays. Tomorrow we'll have got to have been up, had breakfast and actually in the ballroom to practice before 10. So it's a busy day tomorrow.
What surprised me yesterday is when we went to see the children doing their dancing is people were shouting and screaming.
They do. Yes, but when you're dancing around, they shout for your number and clap and cheer. And it's that actually keeps you going, if you like, because especially the British, it's a long dance. You know, I mean, it's not just one record. They keep playing until the judges have marked. And it's that applause and that cheering for your number that actually makes you fight to get it, yeah.
So it's a bit like a football crowd then?
It is really, yeah. I'd say so. Rowdy. Raucous.
Did you get to know the quirks of all the judges?
It would be difficult, it would be impossible really, wouldn't it? Because all you can dance is how your teacher actually teaches you, because he likes it that way, and to be honest that's the way you tend to go. And if you see something, you can say, well, can we put this head movement in or that? And if he thinks it works or it looks good, he'll say, well, we'll incorporate that. But if he doesn't or thinks that you're not doing it properly, then he tells you not to do it.
You ordered a full English breakfast.
I haven't.
Because we came in here, you put 10 minutes, it's someone else's.
No. Chef, my top mine.
You're caught out, red-handed.
Up, you're a budgie.
And even a box of trilby, you call that.
And even if I had a bean, right, even if you'd caught me eating that breakfast, I'd have denied it. Idi Amin, 1978. Killed Dora Block with that engine. Yes? He dropped an engine on this woman's head in full view of about 200 people and then just denied it.
Who did?
Idi Amin.
So, you've learned from him, have you?
He's my hero. Who? Great people of history. Me, Idi Amin, Shatner.
Shatner. Who's Shatner?
Who's Shatner? Radio, William Shatner. Oh, well, look, Captain Kirk.
Stephen had to take our drink, put it to bed. Spilled up
off
night.
Oh, who was?
Jean.
Oh, no.
Something she was drunk, like she was drunk when they come.
Back on the Blackpool meet. Traditional. Anybody? If you want to be sick, you can be sick.
Anybody drinking Bud Ice? Ice glass.
Yeah, carry on.
No, I was letting somebody else get a word in.
You don't realise where he's global commodity manager for one of the world's biggest manufacturers.
Oh, I'm quite important.
Can you just expand on the theory about being sick in Blackpool?
Well, I've never been sick, actually. I mean, I wouldn't be, would I? But other people can be allowed to be sick.
Stecker
once. Stecker once came down and was
had a pint and then sick. Pint sick.
He was sick. What, about 13 times? Oh, I forgot. There's people on solids.
It's nice.
Idi Amin, King of Scotland. He declared himself King of Scotland.
Who did?
Idi Amin. He just said, "I'm King of Scotland." Me, idiot.
And you were the only one that believed it.
I was right with him. Do you want to get my wife on the interview?
No.
Second wife?
No, thank you. From the first wife.
Why did it all go wrong the first time? That's what you've got to ask yourself.
How long did it last?
Six months.
It was a bit of a disaster, actually. Mind, at the time, the bets were down on 4 months. It'll not last 4 months. I got six and that was it. And then I found her. Bus stand crook.
Bus stand crook.
I got her on the bus stand, aye.
Bus stand crook.
So, she was at the bus stop.
Bus stand crook.
And what was your opening gambit to her?
I don't know. I tell you what my opening gun was. I got on the bus. I travelled about 2.5 miles and then realised I shouldn't have gotten on the bus. I was farther and farther away from my own house. Stopped the bus. She was saying something like, "Will you just get nutted?" And I've toned that down a bit for the radio, alright?
But you knew then? I would see the person for you.
I would see it in her eyes. I would see the way she was looking at us. That she wanted his life. Oh, aye, that was obvious. That was obvious. And I got her about a week later.
We work on, if a room's not let, it's costing us £1.50 to £2, just stood empty. So if it stood empty, and it stood empty for long enough, it's costing you a lot of money. When they're en suite, over a weekend, this year especially, most rooms have been let 80% of the time. So if it was 80% not let, it is costing you.
So, Colin, do you mind? Paul here has got his tally on you. Do you mind if you just hear it and see what you think?
No, not at all.
What?
Well, we want to.
What do you want us to say?
We want to have on record.
Yeah.
Your views.
Of course.
In front of the landlord, of the Lanes Hotel.
Lanes Hotel.
Is that the wrong word? The proprietor.
Right. It sounds really sort of like. Old.
It makes me feel older, I don't like it.
We come here every year.
We like this landlord. Don't we, Diane?
No, I've got the wrong, that was my fault, proprietor.
What?
You don't call them landlords now, because it's the new Blackpool.
Isn't it expensive for yet? We coming back. your comparisons against the Prees, because that's where we used to stay, all in one room there, by the way. Right?
Marvellous.
For the wife swapping.
With a curtain? aye. Just a curtain. That was the device, right?
What we were telling about yesterday, about some of the hotels in Blackpool, that's what they're like.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when I found out.
Are they good?
The thing is, Con, not that we're complaining, right? But. £7.50 a night. The Breeze. £7.50, full breakfast and evening meal.
Well, if somebody wants to but
I'd rather be in here.
I wouldn't get out of bed for £7.50 for all
exactly,
that.
Exactly, that's what I said to them. I said, you're robbing yourself. I said the same thing to them. I said, you're robbing yourself. But I think he had cameras in the rooms. I think that's where he was getting his kicks. It was £7.50 a night and he was getting about £35 for the videos. he'll get me with about several. You remember Anne Henderson, Diane?
I heard you get it.
Eh? She appeared from behind the curtain, just in a pants.
What's that? What's that like inside decor-wise?
Oh, look. The
bed. Is it clean? Have they changed the bed every 2 years?
No, it's damp.
Well,
we
tried
as soon as
we got here, right?
Me and Diane, right? We abandoned the scone. I said, get in. And I said, get into bed. I said, get into bed. And she said, why? I said, because I want to see how clean it is.
And you saw the hassle we had this morning. I mean, poor Fran was running around, you know, like at Raffles, we do to order cooked breakfast. And he's wasted three breakfasts because he said he wanted them and then he didn't want them. Fran took the right. third one, he said, no, I don't want it. And then she went back, she gave it to somebody else, look, and we got rid of that one. We wasted two. Yeah. And then she went back and said to some other people, she says, I want another breakfast. She says, well, you're not having one. She said, you've messed me around now. She said, I've had enough. She said, a joke to joke, but that's just taking the mickey. And this is what they've been like all weekend. And I've been, do I take them back next year? Don't I take them back next year? But I have to think of the other guests, don't I, like you have done over the past 8 years.
We have a small blackboard with names we don't take again. Just a small, it's not very large, it's only one page at the moment, but it's a guess you don't take back. You've gone through the weekend, they've gone now.
So I came up here to discuss this with Graham, and so they've asked me, would I take them back, what do I do, what do you and Ian do in this situation?
I'm just amazing, we're ringing up again and say, no, you personally did upset a lot of other guests, and we can't possibly have you back. And you're no good saying no, and we're full, because we'll try and book another day. You actually make it quite plain. The other guests were very upset and you ended up apologising for them to the other guests, and it wouldn't be advisable for you to take them back again.
Now, roughly how many have you got in your black book?
Three.
Well, that's over 8 years. And I've been here 7 months and that's the first time that's happened to me. So statistically it's not bad, but I mean it's going to happen. So we're going with all the things you've asked me. I don't think in 7 months just one group of people that come once a year is that bad really.
Councillor said that you're not allowed to actually shout at people or tout. You know, like me, I said, come and have a look at what we're doing. You know, this is what I do, I'll try and sell my stuff. But now they're bringing something through the council in Blackpool where you're not actually allowed to do that. And it's not just me, it's like, you know, the guys that do the landos with the horses, they're not allowed to do it either. Now, Blackpool, I mean, it's been known that there's, you know, there'll always be someone who'll shout. Put the point across, you know, come here, let me show you this. That's the game, innit? You're selling.
So you're not impressed with Blackpool Council then?
No, Blackpool Council's alright in itself, but at the end of the day they don't think about the little people here that are, you know. So it's all down to these big firms like Yates's and all the Whitbread firms and all that. They're the people that are making the money, and yet we've been here a long time before all them, when it was just a family resort. Right? It was a family resort and it is a family resort, but it's turned to these sort of people now. So it is changing, totally changing, and we've got to adapt to that. And if we don't adapt to it, you'll end up on the dole and not earning a penny. I mean, I've worked on this stall here and I've seen like guys at 3 in the afternoon stripped naked completely, having their arse slapped by all the mates because he's getting married. Now me personally, with me and my child, I wouldn't want to walk past and see that if I was on holiday. It's not accepted, is it? So I can, you know, you've got to look at it from every side. You know what I mean? Now you're going to have some rock while you're here. Come on. £6 for £1. That's a bargain. That's a bargain. £6 for a pound. Is that alright, Bill?
That's perfect.
Right, you've got spearmint, pineapple, strawberry and cream, humbug, lemon and peppermint, which is traditional Blackpool rock. And it says it right the way through, unless you took a break. Alright, mate? Put these in a bag for your shot. There you go, mate. Just £1 then, sir. So when you got it on Monday?
Yeah, Sunday night.
Sunday night, you got nice things?
Yeah, at Raffles, do you know it?
I might have seen it once or twice, because I live down in Brisbane, you see. I live up the better part of Blackpool, mate.
Oh, you're
I've been doing this for a few years, you see, so I'm doing
so you made a lot of money?
Yeah, I moved from North Shore to Brisbane, which is the better area. It's quality. I'm trying to get on that location. I'm watching a bit of that on TV, you see. They teach you a tick or two on there, don't they? Right? It's where you buy your house nowadays. Not how much it's worth.
So here we are in the Tower Ballroom, and it really is like stepping back into time from a scene about 30, 50 years ago. It's this massive, huge, very beautiful ballroom. All these people dancing around, mainly people over 40. And the absolute highlight is above the stage. It's written in gilt. Bid me discourse, I will enchant thy ear. Very Radio 3, don't you think?
That
I hope lots of other people get up soon. It's a very big ballroom to be on your own.
One. Well, we'll do this one.
No, I'm not concentrating now.
He's not concentrating, he's not body.
I'm in awe of the size of this ballroom.
That one.
Just see these other couple dance. Look at them go. Yes. Are they professionals?
No, they're just enjoying it, look.
No, but they're gliding around like lilies.
Yes, but you can't glide until you've learned it, can you? You've got to go gently. Right?
So you've got to dancing.
Go back with that one side, close. Forward, side, close. This one. So you close it out, side, close. It's back, side, close. Back with that one. That one. Side, close. Now forward, this one. Side, close. Forward, this one. Side, close.
I keep thinking I'm going to walk into you. What are they clapping?
No, they're clapping in the world. We're coming on.
Oh, is it? And is this a big event when the world is to come up?
And a lot of people are actually coming to the carriage to actually listen to the world is that. Because it's like.
Hi. So you're part of the swing band, are you?
That's right, yeah.
And aren't you a bit too young to be playing in a swing band?
Far too young.
Are you telling me you're embarrassed about this, then?
Heavens, no.
Well, look, here comes the trolley for the drinks.
Take me away.
I'm having breakfast.
It's probably not a good time to interview us. We've been on this, we've been doing the same thing every night for 6 months, so...
Every night.
Neil
will be a good man for an
interview. Six nights a week.
In Blackpool or?
6 nights a week in Blackpool and...
You're getting a bit of season fatigue, are you?
A bit, yeah. I'm feeling quite, crazy. So, yeah. Season fatigue will be the word.
Yeah. So, are you tempted just to sort of put down your trombone and walk out?
Well, we'll finish in 2 weeks anyway.
Okay.
And I don't own a trombone. If I had one, I would put it.
What do you play?
That's fine.
All right. Oh, that's much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. prefer to be playing a bit of jazz rather than swing.
I'm into the swing thing, you know, but it's just the end of the season. It's just, you know, you get tired of playing to the same people, to the same places, with the same thing, with the same outfit, with the same people, in the same venue, at the same time.
That's why I'm joining the army.
What, to escape?
Yeah.
To escape Blackpool, join the army?
Yeah. What else can I do, man? I don't see any other way out. And on that note, I must dash.
Good night. Thank you.